Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
For the boot. There's the kick. It's a low kick. Bounces at the 10 and taken by Roberts back at the 1. He's going to run it out to the 10. The 15 comes to near sidelines. The 20 is spilled at the 21-yard line. And knocking him down is Neil Pettis. Pettis in on Alex Hawkins, specialist team. Spills Roberts at the 21-yard line. And at that point, the Cleveland Browns put the football in play. First and 10. The Browns moving left to right and moving into a wind that is officially clocked at 15 miles per hour, but feels much stronger than that. Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Gracie across the forward wall. We'll give you the rest of the cold defenders in a moment. Warfield is split out to the left side. Flanker to the right side is Collins. The give is to Green. The setback. Green out to the 22, 23-yard line as he tries to go straight forward. Gio Marchetti is the first man to hit him, and Guy Reese is also in on the tackle for the Baltimore Colts. A gain of 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for the Browns. Ernie Green, 6'2", 205, three-year man from Louisville, is the set halfback. The fullback is Jimmy Brown. Split left end is Paul Warfield. Flanked out to the right side, Gary Collins. Frank Ryan calls the signals. Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown. Brown to the left side, finds running room, gets to the 30, and is filled out at the 30-yard line by Don Schittert, coming up from his right linebacker spot to make the tackle. It'll be close to a first down. The ball is just across the 30, and they're going to measure for it. So the sideline chains will be brought out as Jimmy Brown found a brief hole in the right side of the Colt line and went just across the 30 to about the 31-yard line.
On that first play from scrimmage, Frank, the fake was to Brown and using something of a foil. Brown was being used as a foil, and the fake went into the line, but Green had the ball coming across in the opposite halfback position. But Brown just turned, and they got the first down. So Cleveland, in two Brown plays, have picked up 10 yards and a first down. Jerry Logan and Don Schenick, both attempting to surround Jimmy Brown there as he broke off the left tackle.
Okay, John, it's Warfield left, Collins right. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Browns go left to right. Ryan pitches out to Green. Green is hit behind the line of scrimmage by Bobby Boyd. Boyd came blitzing in from his left cornerback spot and spills Green behind the line of scrimmage back at the 28-yard line. A loss of 3 yards on the play. It'll be second out and 13.
Quick reactions by Bob Boyd there, Frank, as they came up off the line of scrimmage and was able to pull down Green before he even could turn upstream. The play losing about 3 yards.
Across the forward wall, it's Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Bracey. Stonebreaker, Pellington, and Schenick backing up the line. Boyd, Lyles, Logan, and Welch in the defensive secondary. Again, Paul Warfield left. The flanker right is Collins. The give is to Jimmy Brown. He gets the line of scrimmage and up farther. Guy Reese, the first man to hit him as he got back to the line of scrimmage and no further. And it'll be third and 13 for the Browns. Steve Stonebreaker came in to help Reese on the tackle. So Browns stopped cold on that play. It is third and 13. No score in this football game, just underway. The Colts kicked off to the Browns and now trying to hold the Browns deep in their own territory. The ball at the Cleveland Browns 28-yard line. Frank Ryan has them back in a long, long huddle. Now they break out over the football to center John Morrow, 250-pounder from Michigan. Warfield left. Setbacks are Paul Brown and Ernie Green. Now he sends Collins as a flanker to the right side, and the whistle blows. Too much time.
Colts had 7 men masked on the line of scrimmage there. No doubt they're guessing that it's going to be a draw play with long yardage like that.
5-yard penalty for delaying the game. The Browns that time seemed to break signals as they came up to the line of scrimmage. Ryan had to stop his count and tell Collins to move out to the right side. Collins was lined up as a tight right end, and Ryan had to move him out. And in that space of seconds, the whistle blew. 5-yard penalty puts the ball back at the 23-yard line. It'll be third and 18. Warfield left, Collins right. Back to pass is Ryan for the first time. Looks, goes down the middle, complete to Brown at the 35, down to the 40. Trying to shoot at the 45, 46, and he is picked up and carried back by Lenny Lyles. Forward motion will go to about the 46-yard line. Bobby Boyd in with Lyles on the play. The pass completion from Ryan to Jimmy Brown picks up the first down and long yardage for the Cleveland Browns. First and 10 of the 46. So the second first down of this football game for Cleveland. Brown came out to the near sideline and cut right back in the middle and took that pass right down the middle and was brought down by Lyles and Boyd.
Tremendous one-hand catch there, Frank, right over the middle.
Let's see what Ryan does now. He gives to Jimmy Brown, the fullback again. Brown fights for tough yardage, and it's hard to bring him down. He gets a yard, maybe 2 yards. Jerry Logan was hanging on to him, and Ordell Bracey finally came over along with Stonebreaker to help Logan out and put him down. Logan credited with the tackle. The ball is spotted at the 47-and-a-half-yard line. A gain of about a yard and a half. Let's call it second down and eight. The ball just short of the 48-yard line. Browns again back in the huddle. The Colts huddling defensively. Four men up front, and now Stonebreaker comes up on the line. So does Shinnick. And so does Pellington, tight in the middle. We'll see what they do. Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown, swings wide to the left, and is hit at the 50-yard line. Falls forward to the Colt 49. Lenny Lyles made the tackle. Jimmy Brown swinging that time wide to the left, tried to turn the corner. Lenny Lyles hit him, and so did Jerry Logan, coming up quickly from his safety spot. The ball spotted just across the 50-yard line. It'll be third down and, let's say, 5 yards to go. Third and five.
Third and 17 before when Ryan hit Brown over the middle, Frank, getting that long yardage and putting the Browns on the move, bringing that ball up to midfield. So, again, they're in a third down situation where they must control the football.
John Moore, the center, over the football. Gary Collins, right. Green now goes out as a flanker to the left side. Brown, the only setback behind the quarterback. Ryan on a quarterback draw, cannot get away. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and no farther. He took a couple of quick steps back as if to throw down the middle. Then he tried to run forward, and Ordell Bracey slanted in and pinned him just at the line of scrimmage. We'll call it the 49-yard line again. And with fourth down coming up and 5 yards to go, the Browns may or may not go for the field goal. It does not look as if they will. They'll be kicking into the wind and very, very little opportunity for the field goal from there. Wendell Harris and Jerry Logan are back in double safety for the Colts. Gary Collins will do the punting for the Browns. He'll be kicking from about the Brown 40-yard line. Kicking into the wind, gets a good kick away, and it is taken by Wendell Harris at the 22, and he's knocked down back to the 21-yard line. In there quickly to hit him was Leroy Kelly, downfield quickly under that punt. They say it's forward motion carried to the 22, and from that point, the Colts will put the football in play. Their first chance on offense this afternoon. Jimmy Orr flanks out to the right side. Raymond Berry split end to the left side. The setbacks, Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill behind John Unitas. Colts' first offensive play of the football game. Unitas back to throw. He likes to run with the ball and is filled down at the 23-yard line. Found no receivers. He was looking to Jimmy Orr, and there's a penalty flag on the play. Defending on Orr was Bernie Parrish, and a penalty marker was thrown. We'll see what the penalty is all about. Unitas got out to about the 23-yard line, and Unitas now talking to the officials on the near sidelines. Unitas now goes back to the huddle. The penalty is against the Cleveland Browns. A 5-yard penalty against the Browns, moving the ball out to the Baltimore Colts 28-yard line. Holding. Defensive holding against the Browns. So first down for the Colts on the 28-yard line. First and 10. Again, Jimmy Orr, flanker right. Split left end is Raymond Berry. Tight end is John Mackey with the football. Is Lenny Moore, more to the 30, more to the 35. Finds hold the 40, 41, 42-yard line. And is knocked down as he crossed the 42-yard line. And there to hit him was Larry Benz. Larry Benz, the left safety for the Cleveland Browns. First down for the Colts at their own 43-yard line. As Lenny Moore danced and spun around, found a slight hole, and then turned on the speed, bringing the ball out to the 43. Defensively for the Browns, it's Wigan, Modzelewski, Kanicki, and Glass across the front. Houston, Costello, and Fisk backing up the line. The Colts at the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at their own 43. Raymond Berry split left. Jimmy Orr flanked right. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks behind Unitas. First and 10, Unitas with a long, long count. Drops back to pass. Gets good protection. Now he's got to run with the football. Coming to the near sidelines, the 45, and gets to the 50-yard line before he's knocked down. And hanging on to him is Ross Fietner, the right safety for the Cleveland Browns. That may have been a planned play on Unitas' part. He rolled out to the near side after dropping first back to the pocket. Then he elected to run with the football. And now there's a timeout on the field with a score. The Cleveland Browns nothing, the Baltimore Colts nothing.
Colts with three offensive plays, two of them intended to be passes. Unitas yet to put the ball in the air, both times running with a football. Johnny Unitas huddling the Colts back at their own 40-yard line, the ball reposing on the Baltimore 49, just about midfield, inches away from midfield. Unitas brings them out, and once more, Frank Messer to the microphone.
Jimmy Orr flags to the right side, Raymond Berry splits left, the setbacks Hill and Lenny Moore need 2 yards for the first down. Unitas with a long count, turns around, gives it to Hill. Hill gets the line of scrimmage and is hit at the line, fumbles, and the Browns have recovered. Cleveland Browns have recovered the fumble at their own 49-yard line. And it looks like Marjaleski coming up with the fumble recovery. Dick Marjaleski in the Browns. So it's Browns football, first and 10 at the Browns 49 as Jerry Hill went into the line and fumbled. Defensive unit in for the Colts, the offensive unit for the Browns. After we watch this play by the Browns, they've got a station break down the line for you. Warfield out to the left side, Gary Collins to the right side. Brewer is the tight end. The give is to Jimmy Brown, the fullback. Off the right side of the goal line in Colt territory is the 45, the 44-yard line. And is brought down on the far side of the field by Don Schinnick, the right linebacker. The ball spotted down at the 44-yard line. We pause for station identification. This is the Baltimore Colts Football Network.
Good sports here, Ben Sheen and Stedman, weeknights at 6:15 on Radio 1090.
WBAL, Baltimore.
Second down and 3 for the Browns at the Colt 44. This time it is Green with the football going for the first down and may or may not have made it. He's brought down around the 41 or 42-yard line as they unpile Gino Marchetti and Steve Stonebreaker on top of the ball carrier. The ball is spotted down at the 42-yard line and will be a yard short of the first down. Third and 1 for Cleveland at the Baltimore 42. Gracie, Miller, Marchetti, and Reese trying to stop the Browns on the ground. And the secondary now moves in close for the Colts, expecting the running play and not the pass. Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown. Brown dives forward, crosses the 40, and he's got his first down. Jimmy Brown crashes into about 4 Colt tacklers, led by Marchetti, but he got the first down as he crossed the 40 to the Colt 39-yard line. Cullington and Marchetti hit on that tackle for the Baltimore Colts. No score in this football game. The Browns are moving in Colt territory the second time this afternoon they've had the football. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. Warfield left, Collins right, setbacks Green and Brown. Jimmy Brown again with the football straight up the middle. He gets to the 35. 4 Blue Jersey Colts on him, led by Stonebreaker and Cullington from their linebacking spots. Stonebreaker getting up off the bottom of the pile, and Guy Reese is also there to help stop Jimmy Brown. He gets 4 yards and makes it 2nd and 6 at the 35-yard line. This Jimmy Brown just sticks his head down and powers straight forward. John Stedman, I guess he'll go down as one of the great all-time running backs in professional football.
No question about it, Frank, having amassed more than 10,000 yards in a 7-year professional career.
Warfield flagged to left, tight right end this time is Collins. The give is to Green, and Green gets a yard and no more as he goes straight forward. Stonebreaker, Fred Miller. Fred Miller the first one to hit him. Stonebreaker also went on the tackle. And now a substitution for the Browns coming into the football game at end is Tom Hutchinson replacing Johnny Brewer. Tom Hutchinson, 6'1", 190, two-year man from Kentucky. He comes in as a tight end replacing Johnny Brewer. Warfield, the rookie, splits left. Collins flanks right. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Browns at the Colt 35-yard line. Back to pass is Ryan. Looks going long downfield looking for Warfield. It's intercepted by Schinnick. Schinnick at the 10, the 15. Schinnick out to the 20, to the 23-yard line, and knocked out on the far side of the field. Warfield slipped and fell, and Schinnick intercepts. He's brought down by Ryan, the quarterback, who threw the pass, made the tackle on Schinnick, but the Colts have the football back. As Schinnick intercepts, Warfield fell down going for the football. And Schinnick defending on the play, intercepts, brings it back to the 24. First and 10 for the Colts at their own 24-yard line. Orr flanks right, Berry splits left. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks. Behind Unitas, John Mackey, the tight end. Unitas looking, now dropping back to pass, and the draw play gives to Hill. He comes out across the 25 and is brought down at the 26-yard line by Paul Wiggin, the big defensive left end.
A gain of a couple of yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 to go for the Baltimore Colts, moving right to left in this football field. No score in the game.
John Unitas didn't wait too long to get that ball back in Jerry Hill's midst. He fumbled the previous time he got it, but when Baltimore got the ball back, Unitas' first call to give the ball to Hill.
Again, all right. Raven Berry left. Unitas taking his long down, watching the defense, dropping straight back to pass. Plenty of time, now going to run with the ball. He's down to the 30, the 31, 32, 33-yard line before they bring him down. Unitas out to the 33, and Galen Fisk was the one who tripped him up. Fisk got one hand on a Unitas ankle and spilled him, they say, at the 33-yard line. It'll be third down and less than a yard to go. Third and just about a yard to go for the Colts.
Three times Unitas is prepared to throw, but has called off the idea and ran with a football, Frank. So Baltimore yet to put the football in the air, to actually throw the football.
2 minutes and 27 seconds remain to be played in the first quarter. We need a yard for the first down. Let's see what John does with it. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks. It's Moore in motion to give us to Hill up the middle. He's got the first down after the 35, and he's hard to bring down as he crosses the 35 and goes to the 36-yard line. Bill Glass, the tackler for the Cleveland Browns, but Jerry Hill gets the first down for the Colts as he fought, squirmed, and kicked the yardage coming right up the middle. Clock shows a minute 57 to go in the first quarter. There is no score. The Colts have the wind to their back, but have not been able to take advantage of it so far here in the first quarter. It is a stiff breeze. Again, it's Jimmy Orr out to the right side, Raymond Berry to the left. Lenny Moore, Jerry Hill, the setbacks. Unitas dropping straight back to pass. Great pass protection. Throws. Complete to Berry at the 43. Gets around his man to the 50. To the 45. To the 41-yard line. And is knocked down. Ross Fietner brings Berry down at the Brown 41-yard line. A great catch by Berry and then great footwork as he took the ball in front of Fietner, made a fine motion to get around the defensive man and picked out good yardage after the reception. First and 10 for the Colts now at the Brown 41-yard line. Colts in Brown territory for the first time this afternoon. A minute and 8 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock. No score here in the first quarter. Up come the Colts to the line of scrimmage. Jimmy Orr, flanker right. Raymond Berry, split left end. John Mackey, the tight end. Jerry Hill and Lenny Moore, the setbacks. Unitas back to pass. Looking now. Going to run with the ball across the 40 to the 35, the 30 to the 25, and is knocked down hard at the 25-yard line by Larry Benz. Larry Benz, two-year man from Northwestern. Unitas running more this afternoon than he has all season long, and they're a beautiful run, moving the ball to the Brown 25-yard line. And there again, John Stedwood, looked like Unitas wanted to pass and couldn't find his receiver.
That's right, and en route in that play, he crossed up two Browns, gave him a little bit of fancy footwork, as possibly Unitas can do on occasion. He's a basketball player, too, and has fine balance, and got the two Browns to bump into each other, ultimately knocking each other off as Unitas pushed the ball down to the 25-yard line.
We've got the win for another 10 seconds. Let's see what John does. Last play of the quarter, he gives the ball to Jerry Hill. Hill slants off tackle, it goes almost to the 20-yard line. Is met there and knocked down by Jim Kanicki, and that is the gun. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the first quarter, and the score is Baltimore nothing and Cleveland nothing.
Once more at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, as the Colts are in possession of that football, driving here at the start of the second period. Unitas five times wanting to put that football in the air, but running with it on four occasions. That's the big surprise so far through the first period of this football game played here for the National Football League Championship. Unitas brings them up, and once more, Frank Messer.
Second and 7 at the 22. Colts now moving left to right in Brown territory. Unitas gives to Lenny Moore. Moore gets to the 20. And is brought down at the 20-yard line. And to make the tackle is Vince Costello, the middle linebacker, 8-year veteran from Ohio University. They say he did not get to the 20. They spot the ball at the 21. Modulski also went on the tackle for Cleveland. A gain of a yard. It'll be third down and 6 for the Baltimore Colts at the Brown 21-yard line. The Colts running straight into the wind, coming in from the open end of the field, right off frigid Lake Erie. Up to the line of scrimmage. Dick Szymanski over the football. Out to the left side is Raymond Berry. To the right side, Jimmy Orr. Moore and Hill, the setbacks. Unitas dropping back to pass. Good protection. Charles completes to Mackey at the 18. And Mackey is brought down immediately at the 18-yard line by Ross Fietner, the right safety man from Purdue. So the first pass thrown to John Mackey moves the ball to the 19-yard line, is where they spot it. to the 19-yard line, and Lou Michaels comes in to attempt the field goal. Bobby Boyd will be holding at the 27. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. Boyd holding at the 27. Michaels set the kick. The snap. The fumble by Boyd. He picks it up, tries to run with it. He falls down, gets up again, and now is brought down by Costello, the middle linebacker, at the 25-yard line. Boyd fumbles. The snap comes better at no time to spot the ball. Or Michaels picked it up, tried to run. He fell down at the 28-yard line, and they say that is where the play was blown dead when he fell down at the 28. So it's Browns football, first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. No score in this football game. And the clock shows 13 and a half minutes left to go in the second quarter.
It appeared, Frank, that the snap from center was a little bit to the right, and Boyd, having to reach for it, was not able to get control of the football. Dexter's man keeps snapping on field goal attempts for Baltimore. Browns down possession. Frank Ryan brings them up. He asks for quiet, and once more, Frank Messer.
Ryan gives to Jimmy Brown, rolling out to the right side, and Brown cannot get anywhere. He crosses the 30 and is brought down at the 32-yard line. He was barreled up back there. Steve Stonebreaker came slanting in to make the tackle. He was bottled up back around the 28, then broke loose and picked up 4 yards nonetheless. He's a hard man to stop. And as the Colts say, it takes more than one man to stop Jimmy Brown. Stonebreaker was the initial tackler on the last play. The Browns come up again to the line of scrimmage. They're moving right to left. Brown and Green, the setbacks. Behind Ryan. Ryan back to pass. Being rushed by Miller. Gets away from Bracey and is finally brought down from behind by Marchetti at the 35. So Ryan rushed hard, got away from Fred Miller, eluded Ordell Bracey as he started scrambling, started to run with the ball, and Marchetti got him from behind at the 35-yard line. It'll be third down. And about 3 yards to go for the first down at the 35. Play started at the 28-yard line. As the Colts trying the field goal, got a bad snap from center. Boyd fumbled, and the Browns took over. So the Browns over the football again. Third and three. Ryan has a Warfield left, Collins right. Pitches out to Jimmy Brown. Brown to the near side and crosses the 35 to the 39-yard line before Jimmy Welch comes in to make the tackle. Brown fell forward as far as he could, and it's enough for the first down. Jim Brown, after being tackled around the ankles by Welch, still picked up 2 yards, falling forward 6 feet and 2 inches. Stretching that football out, the ball at the 39-yard line of the Browns. First and 10 for Cleveland. No score in this football game. Now Gary Collins goes wide to the right. Warfield, the rookie, flanks out to the left side. Ryan turns around, fakes to Brown, gives to Green. Green across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. And it looks like Stonebreaker, Reese, and Miller hanging on to him. Ernie Green, 6'2", 205-pounder, three-year man from Louisville, crossed the 40 to the 43-yard line. And for the Cleveland Browns, it will be second and six, a gain of 4 yards on the play. Ball just short of the 44-yard line at the 43-and-a-half. Marchetti, Miller, Reese, and Bracey up front. Cullington, middle linebacker, aided by Shinnick and Stonebreaker. The blitz is on. Ryan pitches out to Green. Green swings the corner to the right to the 45, 48, 49-yard line and tripped up by Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker tripped him up, and he rolled forward for a yard or two. The ball is going to be spotted down at the Brown 48-yard line. And from here, it looks like it will be short of the first down, but they are going to measure it. The Browns want the measurement. John Steadman, my guess would be it is not quite enough.
It appears that it's just going to be short by about a yard, although they're bringing it out to go through with a formal ritual of measuring for the first down. On that last play, Jim Welch entered into what amounted to a safety blitz and came up to the middle. Never did get there, though. He was knocked off just about at the line of scrimmage. As he approached the line of scrimmage, Brown went outside and turned fast, and it was a fine play by Stonebreaker to cut down that play, keep it from developing, because it could have been real trouble for Baltimore with Welch being moved out of the secondary, the Baltimore deployment coming up into the line of scrimmage, and leaving that secondary wide open. Virtually wide open, that is.
Well, right now there's a timeout on the field, and the score is Baltimore nothing and Cleveland nothing.
Cleveland and Baltimore, one of the oldest rivalries, at least that Baltimore has in the National Football League. These teams both hooked up in the days of the late All-America Conference back in 1947.
Well,
Mike about ready to put the ball into play. And once more, Frank Messer to the microphone.
Right, you are, John. The give is to Ernie Green, the halfback. He goes across the 50 and gets his first down as he crosses the 50 into Colt territory. Just goes straight forward. Gino Marchetti and Guy Reese on the left side of the Colt line make the tackle. But he got enough for the first down just across the 50. We'll call it the Colt 49-yard line, although it is just about midway between the 49 and 50-yard stripes. First and 10 for the Browns. No score in the football game. 9 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the first half. Over the football is setter John Morrow. Frank Ryan all the way quarterback. Has Brown and Green the setbacks. Collins right, Warfield left. He gives to fullback Jimmy Brown. Brown out to the 45. Inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. Before the Colts are able to stop him, and it's Guy Reese along with Gino Marchetti who finally converge on Jimmy Brown. They unpile. Stonebreaker also in the bottom of that pile. The ball is spotted down at the Baltimore Colt 43-yard line. The Browns are moving the ball on the ground. It'll be second down and about 3 yards to go at the Colt 43-yard line. The Browns break the huddle. This time it's Collins to the right, Warfield to the left. They've thrown once and headed for Warfield, and Shinnick intercepted as Warfield fell down. Very few passes thrown by Ryan. He pitches out to Green, the halfback. Green gets to the 41-yard line and is wrestled down at the 40 by Ordell Bracey on the near side. He tried to turn Bracey's end, and Brace came over with him, hit him at the 41, and Green spun around to the 40. The ball just across the 40, and now they're going to measure once again for the first down. The ball just short of the 39-yard line, but just across the 40. Recall, we said this series of downs started just across the 50-yard line, and it's a matter of inches right now. They bring the chains out, and let's watch the measurement. The chain is stretched. It is first down for the Browns. They'll call it the Baltimore 39-yard line. The Cleveland Browns staying on the ground, pick up another first down. Say, are you looking for a completely unique experience? Well, my suggestion is to try Colt 45 Malt Liquor. Gary Collins to the right side. Warfield, the rookie, splits to the left. Green and Brown, the setbacks. Ryan dropping back to pass. Back to the 50. Throws. It is complete to Jimmy Brown, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line by Shinnick. Jimmy Brown slanting in, took the pass down the middle, and is brought down at the 35 by Shinnick, a gain of 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6 for Cleveland. The Browns have the wind at their back now. The ball on the Baltimore Colts, 35-yard line. The ball right in the middle of the football field. The Colts break their defensive huddle. The Browns huddling back at the 45-yard line. Ryan brings them out, sends Collins out to the right side. Brewer, the tight end on the right side. Split left end is Warfield. The give is to Jimmy Brown. Straight down the middle. He's at the 30. Gets to the 24, 23, 22, 21. Reject that, the 26-yard line before he stopped. Across the 30 to the 26, and Jimmy Welch makes the tackle. Brown, as he was tackled, spun forward to the 25. There's a penalty marker on the play. Frank Ryan confers with one of the officials. Cleveland quarterback now goes back to the huddle, and the play will be brought back. The penalty is against the Cleveland Browns. Sets the ball back to the 40-yard line. Illegal procedure. Illegal procedure. A 5-yard penalty against the Browns and nullifies a good gain by Jimmy Brown. Into the football game comes Tom Hutchinson as a tight end, replacing Johnny Brewer for the Browns. There have been no substitutions for the Colts. Now with the ball at the 40, it's second down and 11 yards to go. Second and 11. Warfield left. Ernie Green to the right side, back to pass as Ryan gets good protection. Now he's hit by Bracey and Marchetti and spilled back at the 49-yard line. Bracey, the first one to hit him. Marchetti also in on the play. The ball is spotted down at the 49-yard line. And now there's a timeout on the football field with the score Baltimore nothing and Cleveland nothing. Third and 19 at the Colt 49-yard line. On the draw play, it's Jimmy Brown with the football, and he gets only to the 46 and is brought down by Miller, who slanted around, eluded his blocker, and hit Brown from behind. Jimmy Brown just a little bit slow getting up, but he's all right. Brown walking now to the sidelines as the punting team comes in. deep for Baltimore. Harris at the 20. Logan back inside the 10. Collins kicking with the wind at his back. Gets a good snap from center. Gets a high floating kick away. Logan watches it go into the end zone and out of the end zone. It'll be brought out to the 20. Logan wanted no part of it as that ball got up in the wind, and the wind carried it deep into the end zone. And the Colts will put it in play, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, no score in this football game. We have 6 minutes and 46 seconds left to play in the first half. And those that said it would be a high-scoring game so far have been disappointed, at least mistaken. Unitas has the Colts in the huddle back on the 10. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Szymanski over the football at center. Flanked by Sandusky and Parker, Vogel and Freeze. Out to the left side is Raymond Berry. Jimmy Orr flanker to the right. The setbacks, Hill and Moore. It is Hill on the draw play. Hill out to the 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25-yard line and falls forward to the 26. Fancy stepping by Jerry Hill. Galen Fiss was hanging on to him, but Hill kept plowing away and picking it up yard by yard and just fought his way out for 6 yards to the 26. It'll be second down and 4 for the Colts, moving left to right.
Unitas was able to spread that Brown defense by putting Raymond Berry out, Lenny Moore out, and likewise Jimmy Orr. They had 3 out, and the Browns went into a passing type of coverage, and Unitas was able to shoot Hill up the middle.
This time it's all right and Berry left. Moore and Hill, the setbacks behind Unitas. John back to pass. Being rushed, now flips the safety valve to Lenny Moore at the 20, and Moore is upended hard at the 21-yard line by Galen Fiss. Fiss took his legs right out from under him and flipped Moore up in the air. He came down hard at the 21. So a loss on the play, and it'll be third down and 9. A loss of 5 yards on the play. As Unitas looked for his receivers downfield and then had to toss the safety valve to Lenny Moore. And Moore upended by Fiss in a nice defensive maneuver. The Cleveland Brown fans now shouting their approval of the work of their defensive unit on the field. Colts out of the huddle. Raymond Berry splits left. Jimmy Orr flanks right. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill all the way to setbacks. Unitas checks the defense. Unitas back to pass. Good protection. Throws. It is complete to Berry, and he is stopped at the 33-yard line and knocked down by Beach. Walter Beach, who was covering Berry, running down as soon as Berry made the catch at the 33, but it's a first down for the Colts, first and 10.
Galen Fisk put the blitz on. He got the Unitas, and Unitas went down. He never saw the pass completed to Raymond Berry. The Browns, through this football season, have been a poor blitzing team. They put the blitz on, but many times it doesn't materialize.
Unitas gives this time to Lenny Moore. Moore off the left side of the Brown line, gets out to the 35, and then he's swarmed under by 5 white jersey Brown tacklers, led by Ross Spietner and Larry Benz, the safety man. They spot the ball at the 34. A gain of only a yard. As Lenny Moore took the quick handoff, tried to slant off the left side of the Browns line, and then was stopped cold. It'll be second down and 9 at the 34-yard line. Colts go left to right. Raymond Berry splits left. Jimmy Orr flanks right. Setbacks, Moore and Hill. Unitas takes his time. Unitas back to pass on the draw play. Now gives to Moore. Moore to the 35 and to the 38-yard line before he stopped. Moore picking up. Yardage to the 38. And again, it's Ross Spietner along with Galen Fiss who make the stop for the Cleveland Browns. Third down and about 5 yards to go for the Colts. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Colts at their own 38.5-yard line, almost to 39. Again, Raymond Berry left and Jimmy Orr right. No score in this football game for the World's Championship. Back to pass is Unitas. Looks, throws, complete to Orr in Brown territory, and he's knocked down at the Brown 46-yard line. Bertie Parrish made the tackle as Jimmy Orr made a fine leaping catch at the 30, at the 50-yard line, and was knocked down at the 46. Jimmy Orr came to the sidelines, then cut back in. On the slant-in pass, he leaped high for it and was hit immediately. First and 10 for the Colts now in Brown territory for only the second time this afternoon at the Browns 46. backfield, and Lenny Moore still the setbacks. Unitas gives this time to Lenny Moore. Moore finds a hole and goes for about two and is brought down at the Brown 42-yard line. Jim Kinnicky, the right tackle, two-year man from Michigan State, made the stop for the Cleveland Browns at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 4 yards for Lenny Moore makes it second and six. No score in this ball game. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to be played in the first half. Very left or right as the Colts again come up to the line of scrimmage. Now Lenny Moore goes into a slot on the right side. Jerry Hill, the lone setback behind Unitas. Unitas back to pass, throws, and it is intercepted by Costello. Intended for Mackey, intercepted by Costello, and the Browns have the ball at their own 29-yard line. Mackey was hit as he went for the football. The ball bounced straight up in the air, and Costello grabbed it out of the air before it hit the ground for an interception. So the Browns have the ball with 2 minutes left to be played in the first half. The two-minute warning given to both benches. Browns football at their own 29-yard line. Mackey hit just as the ball got to him, and John Stedman, it appeared the ball went straight up in the air, and Costello pulled it in before it hit the ground.
My guess, Frank, from here was that Mackey had his hands on the football, and just at the moment he tried to tuck the ball away, he was hit from the rear. That reminds us of Johnny North, who played with the old Colts. He called that a Hopkins special, meaning if you caught that ball with your back to the defensive man and he was able to make contact, you were going to get a quick ride to Johns Hopkins Hospital. So Johnny North used to call it a Hopkins special. That's what that reminded us as Mackey went down, broke across, had his hands in the air, poised to make the catch, and just an impact was hit from behind. Costello picking the ball off as it bounced around like a foul of the bouncing ball. Back in 1945, they had a sub-zero game played here between the Cleveland Rams, the old Cleveland Rams, now the Los Angeles Rams, and the Washington Redskins. The Rams Rams prevailed by 15-14 on that occasion. That was the day when Sammy Baugh, passing from behind his own goal line, hit the goal post, and an automatic safety resulted, giving Los Angeles the football game, the victory, the world championship of 45. It was a tremendous day here in Cleveland, 37,000. The field was covered with straw. That's background. We're talking about the present once more, Frank Messer.
Okay, the Browns ball at their own 29. Ryan back to pass. And the pass is knocked away from him by Marchetti, knocked right back in his hands. And then Ryan slaps the ball down. Marchetti blocked the pass, charging Ryan, knocked it right back into Ryan's hands. And Frank wanted no part of it. He just slapped the ball down to the ground. It's an incomplete forward pass, stopping the clock, a minute 51. No score in this game. A minute and 51 left to go in the first half. Great defensive effort by both teams so far. Up come the Browns again to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Out to the right side is Collins. To the left is Rookie Warfield. Setbacks Green and Brown. Ryan back to pass. Throws down the middle. And it is complete for Collins at the 43. And he's filled immediately by Boyd. Collins made that catch with Boyd on his back. We pause now for station identification. This is the National Beer Football Network.
Exclusive wires to the News American at NBC. For news, Maryland relies on Radio 1090.
Frank Ryan thrown to the sidelines to Collins, who takes the pass and immediately goes out of bounds to stop the clock at the 48-yard line. It'll be second and five for the Cleveland Browns at their own 48. Browns huddling now back inside the 40. The Browns, according to the scoreboard, have three timeouts left. But stop the clock then with a sideline pass. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. Frank Ryan back to pass again. Throws down the middle. And it is incomplete. Intended for Collins. Collins was hit by Jerry Logan. Bobby Boyd came up, tried to intercept, but he could not get to the football as it bounced away from Gary Collins. So now a minute and 18 seconds left to play here in the first half. No score in the football game. And slowly the Browns again go back to their huddle inside the 40-yard line. We'll see what the Colts do on defense now. They are still using the four men up front. Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Bracy. Cullington, Shinnick, and Stonebreaker. Tight linebackers right now with the secondary men spread out about 6 or 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Ryan again back to pass. Throws. It is complete to Brewer. Flag goes down and Brewer goes down at the Baltimore Colt 45-yard line. A penalty marker on the play. Stonebreaker made the tackle on Brewer along with Pellington, but a penalty marker is down on the play. They're calling for the football back, and the penalty will be against the Cleveland Browns. Stepping it off back to the 40, back to the 35, and back to the 31-yard line is where the ball is spotted. Offensive holding penalty against the Cleveland Browns costs them 15 yards and moves the ball back to the Cleveland 31. Jerry Logan had gone to the sidelines for a little conference, and now Guy Reese goes out of the football game, and the Colts will use a three-man line with five pass defenders. Logan comes in along with Welch, Lyles. Back to pass is Ryan. Ryan looking, going to throw long downfield, the long bomb, looking for Warfield. Warfield goes down, it's incomplete, and pass interference is called. Pass interference is called at the Baltimore 20-yard line. It may be against Warfield. It is offensive pass interference against Warfield. The clock shows a minute and four. Jimmy Welch defending on Warfield, the rookie, and Warfield is called for offensive pass interference.
It appeared to be an inadvertent infraction as Warfield went down looking for the ball, thrown on a high trajectory over his shoulder, and went into Welch and knocked Welch down. He didn't protest the decision at all. The official was right there on top of the play. Two scoring threats choked off in this football game, both times by interceptions. That ball bouncing off of Mackey's hand, and the Colts appear to be on their way to touchdown land.
Logan and Harris are deep for the Colts. We have a minute and 4 seconds left to be played in the first half. Gary Collins on fourth down will be kicking from about his own 20-yard line. Harris up at the 40, Logan back around the 20. Collins gets the kick away. With the wind, a good long kick taken by Logan back at the 11. He's at the 15, the 20, 25, 26, 28, 29-yard line goes Jerry Logan, bringing the ball out from the 11 to the 29. And there the Colts put it in play, first and 10. Leroy Kelly was in to make the tackle for the Cleveland Browns. First and 10 for the Colts at their own 29. The clock shows 52 seconds. Unitas has them back in a huddle at the 20. There is no score here in the first half. Jimmy Orr started to break the huddle, and he's called back again. A long huddle. Now they come out. Raymond Berry left. Jimmy Orr flanks right. The setbacks are now Tony Larrick and Lenny Moore. Larrick in for Jerry Hill at fullback. Unitas drops straight back. Looks. Tosses one out. Swing pass complete to Larrick. The 25 to the 30. 35 and knocked down at the 36-yard line. Did not make it to the sidelines. The clock is not stopped. It's running 15 seconds. Vince Costello made the tackle for the Browns. Clock shows 11 seconds, and now the Colts call timeout to stop the clock. So with a timeout on the field, the score is Baltimore nothing, Cleveland nothing.
Seconds remaining in the first half here at Cleveland Municipal Stadium in a nothing-to-nothing football game. John Unitas hoping to get one more shot out of that right arm. 11 seconds remaining. That's time enough for Unitas to make connections. He brings him out, and once more, Frank Messer.
Raymond Berry out to the left. Jimmy Orr to the right side. Lenny Moore is a slot back left, and Tony Lark the setback. Back to pass is John. Good protection. Throws long downfield looking for Lenny Moore, and it is incomplete. Incomplete at the Browns' 34-yard line. Lenny Moore, the intended receiver, and a couple of Browns defending back there on the play. Galen Fisk and Beach. The clock shows 4 seconds. Stop now in the incompleted pass. No score here in the first half. And during halftime, John Studman will have a very interesting guest to discuss this game and football in general, Bosch Pritchard, who was quite a football player himself at Virginia Military Institute not so many years ago. Raymond Berry out to the left, Jimmy Orr to the right. Lenny Moore lines up in the slot to the left side, just outside Bob Vogel. Back to pass is Unitas. Good protection, now throws long, 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 looking for Berry, it's incomplete. Beach defends beautifully on the play against Raymond Berry down at the 22-yard line. And there's the gun, that is the end of the first half of this football game. And the score, ladies and gentlemen, is Baltimore nothing, Cleveland nothing. Lex Stedman, the ball is teed up on the 40-yard line. Lou Groza set to kick off, and here we go into the second half. Groza gets his toe into it. Joe Don Looney watching the ball sail way, way over the end zone, and it'll be brought out to the 20-yard line. Well, Groza booted that one from the 40, completely out of the end zone and out of it by a good 10 yards. So just before the Colts put the ball in play at their own 20, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Baltimore Colts Football Network.
Music, news, sports. Here, Maryland Fest, 24 hours a day on Radio 1090.
WBAL, Baltimore.
First and 10 for the Colts in their own 20. On the draw play, Unitas gives it to Jerry Hill, the fullback. He's out to the 25, knocked down and falls forward to the 26-yard line. Bill Glass, defensive right end of the Browns, makes the tackle. So a gain of 6 yards for Hill and the Colts. It's second down, 4 yards to go for Baltimore, moving left to right, moving into the wind. Dick Szymanski over the football at center. Lenny Moore lines up to the slot back on the left side. Flag is thrown. Flag is thrown before the ball is snapped. And it'll be a 5-yard penalty against the Colts. Illegal procedure. Illegal procedure against the Colts. Moves the ball back to the Baltimore 21. Now it is second down and 9 yards to go for Baltimore at the Colt 21-yard line. No score in this football game. Early in the third quarter, Unitas gives it to Lenny Moore, comes to the near side, turns the corner at the 20, and is brought down at the 23-yard line. Falling on top of him, Costello, the middle linebacker, and also in on the play is Bernie Parrish, the left corner man. Ross Fietner, the right safety, also in for Cleveland, all keying in on Lenny Moore. A gain of 2 yards on the play, and it is third down and 7 for the Colts at their 23. Big play coming up early here in this third period. Long huddle taken by the Colts. Now Unitas brings them out. Parker and Sandusky, the guards. Freeze and Vogel, the tackles. Out to the left side is Raymond Berry. To the right side is Jimmy Orr. Warren Hill, the setbacks. Fake to Hill. Unitas being rushed, throws, and the ball is dropped by Hill, picks it up again, and is brought down at the 24-yard line. But I believe they're going to rule an incomplete pass. An incomplete pass is the ruling, as Hill had it and dropped it, picked it up and started running, and fourth down and 7. Tom Gilbert is in the punt for the Colts. Gets the kick away, and it is into the wind, a very short kick, bounces down at the 47-yard line and out of bounds. Butch Wilson quickly downfield on the punt, downed it just as it started to go out of bounds, and let's see where they spot it. They will spot it at the Baltimore 48. It's tough to kick into this wind. The Weather Bureau said 15 miles an hour, but we're estimating at about 20 to 25 anyway. And now Frank Ryan brings the Cleveland Browns up to the line of scrimmage. Collins out to the right side, Warfield left. With the ball is Jimmy Brown, the fullback. And Brown is brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Bobby Boyd. Bobby Boyd keying that time on Brown, got him behind the line of scrimmage in Brown territory, back at the Cleveland 47-yard line. A loss of 5 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 15 yards to go. Up front, Marchetti, Reese, Miller, and Gracie. Shinnick comes up on the line. So does Stonebreaker. Ryan flips a little screen pass to Brown. Brown to the 50, Brown to the 45, Brown to the 40, and Brown is down to the Colt 38-yard line before Lenny Lyles gets him. Green pass to Jimmy Brown, gains good yardage for the Cleveland Browns, and Ryan is shaken up on the play. Ryan slowly getting to his feet, and now Ryan is all right, and let's see who it is. It is...
Not exactly baseball weather this afternoon, but it's great to hear the Orioles salute the Colts in that kind of a send-off, Frank.
Frank Ryan gives the football to Jimmy Brown, and Brown is knocked down by Reese, who circled around his blocker and grabbed him around the shoulders and wrestled him down right at the 37-yard line. Reese making a good move defensively that time for the Baltimore Colts as he slipped around his blocker and wrestled Brown down from behind. Wooten out of the ball game has been replaced by Dale Memelar. Memelar in place of Wooten at left guard. Wooten shaken up two plays ago. Ryan is back to pass, being rushed by Bracey. Now starts scrambling, throws the ball, and it is incomplete. He intended his pass for Johnny Brewer. Jerry Logan defending on the play. And that time, Ryan wanted to get rid of that football before being hemmed in for a big loss. Threw it in the direction of Brewer, and the pass will hit the ground in front of him, incomplete. So we have third and nine coming up for the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore 37. The Browns have the wind to their back. And if the field goal situation should present itself, the odds would be in favor of Lou Groza. Out to the right goes Gary Collins. Warfield to the left. Jimmy Brown and Green, the setbacks. Ryan back to pass, throws, and it is incomplete. Deflected partially at the line of scrimmage, I believe, by Reese. And now the field goal situation comes up. And the veteran Lou Groza will come on to attempt the field goal. John Deal has come in for the Colts. Up on the line of scrimmage. Groza will be kicking from the 42. Franklin will hold. Waiting for the snap from center. The ball is spotted and kicked. Let's watch it. It's long enough. It is perfect. Groza kicks the field goal. There's a timeout on the field, and the score is now the Cleveland Browns 3 and the Baltimore Colts nothing. Looney and Lorick deep. Groza kicking off, and the kick is a spinning kick. It is taken by Lorick in the end zone, and he is not going to run it out. Lorick downs the ball in the end zone, and the Colts...
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive. At thisdayinthenfl.com.
We'll put it in play on the 20. So Cleveland leading 3-0, and the clock showing 11 minutes and 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter of this football game. John Unitas will try to generate an offensive move for the Baltimore Colts. Defensively, the Browns have Paul Wingan, Dick Modjeleski, Jim Konecki, and Bill Glass across the front. Jim Houston, Vince Costello, and Galen Fisk backing up the line. To the left side is Raymond Berry. To the right side is Jimmy Orr. Lorick and Moore, the setbacks. Unitas passes, and it is incomplete. Looking for Jimmy Orr on the sidelines. And incomplete. Defending on the play for the Browns was Bernie Parrish. In the defensive secondary for the Browns, it's Bernie Parrish, Walter Beach. Ross Fietner. Up come the Colts, the line of scrimmage, and Larry Benz also, a defensive safety man. Berry left, or right. Second and 10 at the 20. Unitas fakes the handoff to Lenny Moore. Scrambles and is brought down. Knocked down by Jim Konecki behind the line of scrimmage. Unitas faked the handoff to Lenny Moore, rolled out of the pocket to the left, and is spilled back at the 18-yard line by big Jim Konecki, 270-pound tackle from Michigan State. A loss of 2 yards on the play. It will be third down and 12 yards to go for the Baltimore Colts. The Cleveland Browns out in front 3-0 on a 42-yard field goal by Lou Groza, who had a strong wind at his back, helping that ball through the uprights. Dick Szymanski over the football at center. John Mackey, the tight end. Lorick and Lenny Moore, the setbacks. Unitas back to pass. Throws one out to Lorick. Lorick to the 15. Lorick to the 20. And it's brought down at the 23-yard line. Brought down by Paul Wigan. Defensive left end. So the Colts are stopped and will have to kick. And again, they'll be kicking into the wind with Tom Gilbert doing the punting. Roberts and Kelly are the deep men for the Cleveland Browns. A good kick into the wind by Gilbert. Bounces at the 40, back to the 35, to the 34, the 33, the 32, the 31-yard line. Ted Davis and Jackie Burkett down under that punt watched it roll. And Tom Gilbert got a good kick into a strong wind, John Stinson. Browns back at their own 31-yard line, first and 10. Browns are leading 3-0 in this football game. And now the Colts defensive unit will try to keep the Browns down in their own territory and try to get the ball in good field position for the offense. Gary Collins flanks out to the right side. Paul Warfield splits to the left. Ryan has Jimmy Brown as a setback, gives to Brown on the draw play, and Brown gets out to the 35 and falls forward to the 36-yard line. In there to make the tackle for the Colts was Guy Reese along with Fred Miller. And Guy Reese has been playing a tremendous football game on defense this afternoon for Baltimore. It looks like Reese has been keying on Jimmy Brown through much of this second half anyway. The ball at the 36. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go for the Browns. Again, it's Collins to the right. Brewer, the tight end. Green as a slot man. The ball is to Jimmy Brown. Down to the 45 to the 50 to the 45 to 40. Down they go all the way. Brought down from behind by Jerry Logan at the 17-yard line. Brown took a pitch out, came to the near side, found daylight, and rambled all the way down to the Colt 18-yard line is where the ball is spotted. And Jerry Logan had to come from behind and run him down. And now the Browns threatening on a quick burst by fullback Jimmy Brown. First and 10 for the Browns at the Baltimore Colt 18-yard line. And the Browns fans are in hysteria here at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. Collins out to the right, to the left side is Green. Back to pass is Ryan. Ryan throws for the end zone, touchdown! It is complete, but Gary Collins for the touchdown. Collins with a good move in the end zone, got away from Wilson Logan, and took that pass right behind the goalpost. And all of a sudden, this football game has taken on a completely different complexion. Collinson goes out and Deal comes in. Defensively for Baltimore, as Lou Groza will attempt the point after. Franklin holds the ball on the 10 for Groza. Groza missed only one during the season. The snap, the spot, the kick is good. There's a timeout on the field, and the score is now the Cleveland Browns 10, the Baltimore Colts nothing. Groza set to kick it off. Lorick and Looney deep for Baltimore. Spinning kick headed for Lorick. Lorick takes it a yard deep in the end zone. He's going to run it out to the 5, to the 10, and is necktied by Kelly at the 11. Leroy Kelly downfield quickly. Got Lorick around the neck and spun him down at the 11-yard line. Leroy Kelly, a rookie from Morgan State. Stops Lorick at the 11, and now the officials have a huddle down there with several players, and there's going to be a penalty against Baltimore, moving the ball back to the Baltimore 6. A clipping penalty against the Baltimore Colts moves it half the distance to the goal line, back to the 5.5. Let's call it the 6 rather than deal infractions. So it's first down for the Colts at their own 6. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. Moore and Lorick are the setbacks. Unitas gives it to Lenny Moore. Moore comes out to about the 7 or 8 and is met head-on by Moduleski and spilled at the 8-yard line. Well, John, it looks like the Cleveland Browns now with a 10-0 lead are really fired up in this football game.
No question, and United is going to have to bring us back, and there's only one way to bring us back, and that's to put that football in the air. United brings them out. Very wide to the left.
Jimmy Orr over to the right side, and here we go. United is back to pass at the 1-yard line, being rushed, runs the ball, and gets back to the 7, and is filled by Moduleski. The rookie Parrish doing a good job of hanging tight to Raymond Berry. A rather the rookie Beach hanging tight to Raymond Berry, and Parrish on Jimmy Orr. Unitas could not throw to either of them. Had to run with the football and lost a yard. So it'll be third down and some 9 yards to go for the Baltimore Colts back at their own 7-yard line. Right now, there's a momentary timeout on the field. So, John Steadman, you have a comment on this second half?
Only one thing, Frank, that the way Cleveland has dominated the play and been playing a possession style of football, they have now Baltimore in a position where Baltimore is going to have to take to the air. They will not be able to set up anything offensively as for setting up something on the ground and then going to the air. Cleveland, it's been a long drought for Cleveland. 1955, they beat the Los Angeles Rams 38-14. That was Otto Graham's final game, and it just comes to mind that it was in 1955 when John Unitas, cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers, sent a telegram to Paul Brown, then the coach of the Cleveland Browns, and asked for a tryout. Brown said he would have given him a tryout, except that Otto Graham was coming back out of retirement, and he didn't have an opportunity to give him a chance as being another quarterback. So Brown's refusal to give John Unitas a chance has certainly changed football history from that moment on. Cleveland, the last one, its title, 38-14 in 1955. They're in the van here, 10-0, but this football game is far from over. The Colts are an explosive offense. Maybe Unitas can light the fuse.
Okay, here we go, 3rd and 9. Unitas back to pass again in the end zone. Throws one down the middle, complete to Lark, and Lark is knocked out at the 12-yard line. They do not get the first down as Lark is killed at the 12 by Costello and Fisk. Two linebackers. And now Gilbert comes in to punt. He checks in with the referee. And Gilbert comes in to kick. Kelly and Roberts, the deep man for the Browns, both of them standing up around the Colt 45-yard line. Gilbert kicking into the wind. He gets a high kick away, heading for the far sidelines. The kick goes out of bounds. And we'll see where they spun it out at the Colt 40-yard line. One official says the 41 says the 41. And the ball is spotted down at the 39-yard line. So the Browns again in possession of the football in Colt territory at the Baltimore 39. Colt defensive unit, no changes. Marchetti, Reese, Miller, Bracey, Stonebreaker, Pellington, Shinnick, Boyd, Lyles, Logan, and Welch. Brown and Green, the setbacks behind Ryan. Pitch out to Jimmy Brown, and Bracey knocks Brown down. He fumbles. The football is picked up, however, by Paul Warfield, and Warfield brings it back out to about the 43-yard line before Bobby Boyd came across to get him. Bracey was not slowed down. He went through, hit Brown hard, and as he hit him, Brown handed the ball off to Warfield, the left end, and Warfield brought it back to the 42-yard line. So a loss on the play of 3 yards. It'll be second down and 13.
Looked to be an end around, but the execution didn't look like it. It was poor execution on the part of the Browns.
Back to pass again is Ryan. Ryan has good protection, throwing deep. Collins is all alone, and it's a touchdown ball. Gary Collins all alone at the 5-yard line. Nobody close to him. Gary Logan covering Collins fell down on the slippery turf of what would have been the baseball infield, what is the baseball infield during baseball season. Logan fell down, and nobody within 10 yards of Gary Collins as he takes the pass on the 5, and the Browns are now leading 16-0. Groza comes in to try the extra point, and Franklin will be holding for Groza, Bob Franklin. The snap is spot, the kick is up in the air. The kick is good. And now the Cleveland Browns have taken a 17-0 lead in this football game with 6 minutes and 12 seconds remaining to be played here in the third quarter. And John Steadman, I would have to say that the Colts at a disadvantage because of this win, having to punt from deep in their own territory into this win, have given the Browns pretty good field position on 2 or 3 occasions.
Field position has been important, and especially in that last touchdown, the end-around play, the first play from scrimmage, very poor execution by the Browns, but then Ryan called a pass play. Collins went down deep. Jerry Logan slipped on the infield dirt, just at about the shortstop position on the infield. Gary Collins went on into the end zone unmolested. Ryan sat back there and just lofted the ball out there. It was a high trajectory. The ball was thrown almost a feather touch, and all Collins had to do was just to embrace that football, and he had a touchdown. Lou Groza added the extra point. The oldest man in the football field, one of the oldest men ever to play professional football. He's now 40 years of age. He's been with the Cleveland organization since 1946. A charter member of the Cleveland Browns, the Browns lead by 17-0 here in the third period. But this football game is not over.
Groza kicking off. Looney and Lark deep for the Colts. Groza kicking deep into the end zone, and Looney lets the ball go out. He was out of the end zone when he tried to catch it, so it's an automatic touchback. The ball brought out to the 20-yard line. Well, in the fourth quarter of this game, the Colts will have the advantage of the wind. And the wind now doesn't appear to be blowing quite as hard, maybe, as it was earlier in this game. The temperature seems to be a little bit lower. It's getting colder as the wind dies just a little bit. Unitas brings him out of the huddle at the 20-yard line. Sends Raymond Berry out to the left side, Jimmy Orr to the right side. Setbacks to Jerry Hill and Lenny Moore. Unitas back to pass on first down. Throws for the far sidelines. Complete to Berry, and Berry goes out of bounds at the 24-yard line. 4-yard gain on the sideline. The pass to Raymond Berry. As Berry caught the ball in front of Walter Beach, who was assigned the job of defending against Berry. It'll be 2nd and 6 for the Baltimore Colts. Up front for the Browns, Wigan, Majeleski, Kanicki, and Glass. Then Houston, Costello, and Fisk backing up the line. Parrish, Beach, Benz, and Fietner. Pitch to Lenny Moore. Moore to the 25, Moore to the 30, Moore to the 31. He's got the first down and is spilled at the 31-yard line. Lenny Moore running hard and fast, found a hole, and is brought down by Ross Fietner. Sandusky leading the way for Lenny Moore that time. Costello also in on the tackle for the Cleveland Browns. The ball spotted just short of the Cleveland 32, so let's call it the 32-yard line. Give the Colts a half a yard. Make it 1st and 10 at the 32. Berry left or right. Hill and Moore, the setbacks. Fake to Hill. Hill takes down a modified draw and brings it out to the 40-yard line. Unitas started to hand the ball to Hill. Fake does. We thought he pulled it back. Then he gave it to him again. The linemen were trapped, and Hill goes out to the 40. He gained 8 yards on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 2. Unitas with beautiful faking that time. Now he sends Berry left or right, and Moore's a slot back to the left. The give is to Jerry Hill, and Hill gets across the 40 and is brought down by Galen Fisk at the 41-yard line. Galen Fisk sliding across with the play, pulls Hill down from the side. And now the officials are going to measure for the first down. Unitas calls for the measurement, standing right over the footballers, John, waiting for them to bring the chains in. Cleveland out in front by a score of 17-0, and the clock shows 4 minutes and 44 seconds left to be played here in the third quarter of this football game at Huge Municipal Stadium on the shores of Lake Erie. The Colts are short of the first down by about a foot. The ball is brought into the 41-yard line. So, it'll be 3rd down and less than a yard to go. The Colts huddle back at their own 30-yard line. The Browns in their defensive huddle now try to dig in. Colts out of the huddle. Szymanski over the football, flanked by Parker and Sandusky, Freeze, and Vogel. Out to the left side is Berry. To the right side is Orr. The give is to Lenny Moore, and Moore behind Jerry Hill's blocking. It looks like he picked up the first down. He's out to about the 42-yard line. Mackey also leading the blocking. Lenny Moore follows Jerry Hill into the line, stopped by Majeleski and Kanicki, but he gets the first down to the 42-yard line. 1st and 10. Kanicki rather slow getting up, but he's all right for Cleveland. Lenny Moore then followed Jerry Hill right into the line, and John Mackey also throwing a big block in there for him. So 1st and 10 at the 42, Colts going left to right in their own territory. Unitas on 1st down, back to pass, throws one on the sidelines, complete to Hill at the 40, and Hill is knocked down at the 43-yard line. He may have got forward to the 44 before Galen Fisk, who's played a tremendous game on defense for Cleveland this afternoon, knocked him out of bounds. And they'll split the difference, put it down at the 43 and a half, and we'll call it the 44. So a gain of a couple of yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8 for the Colts at their own 44-yard line. The clock shows 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. Cleveland leading by a score of 17 to nothing. Moore to the right, Berry to the left. Moore and Hill, the setbacks. Unitas dropping straight back. Now in the quarterback draw, Unitas tries to run the ball, crosses the 45, gets to the 47. Before you stop, by Bill Glass and Jim Kanicki. That, I believe, is the fourth time in this football game that Unitas has run the ball. He ran it 3 times early in the first half. Unitas, on the ground in the first half, picked up a total of 30 yards running the football. 79,544, the official paid attendance, if I heard the PA announcement correctly. For the Colts, it's 3rd and 5 at their own 47-yard line. Unitas again has them up the line of scrimmage. Berry a tight left end. Jimmy Orr flanking to the right. Unitas back to pass. Looking down the middle. Pumps does not throw. Now throws. And Lenny Moore all in the open. Did he trap the ball? They call it a trap. Lenny Moore was in the open, but the pass was just a bit short. And they say he trapped the ball as he went down to hands and knees to try to catch it. Lenny Moore with a good move. Got away that time from Larry Benz and Walter Beach. There is a penalty marker thrown on the play, and we'll see what the penalty is all about. The penalty is against the Cleveland Browns. Defensive holding gives the Baltimore Colts a 1st and 10 at the Cleveland 48-yard line. So the Colts in Cleveland territory now with a 1st down at the Brown 48. The Browns are leading 17 to nothing. We have 2 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Frank Musser with John Steadman and Bob Robertson at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. Unitas has him up to the line of scrimmage. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill, the setbacks. Unitas gives it to Lenny Moore. A fumble, and the Cleveland Browns have recovered. Bill Glass. Check that. Paul Wigan recovers the fumble. Wigan recovers Lenny Moore's fumble, and Cleveland has the ball at their 47. 1st and 10 for the Browns.
Actually, Moore never had a control of the football on the exchange from Unitas. It was a quick pop into the middle. He never had the ball under control. Paul Wiggins coming up with a football. Cleveland recovered. They're back in possession at the 47-yard line.
Gary Collins right, Warfield left. Brown carries right up the middle. Gets out to about the 49 and is piled under by a whole host of Baltimore tacklers. The whole middle of the line, Reese, Miller, and Pellington all in on the tackle. We'll pause right now for station identification. This is the Baltimore Colts Football Network.
Exclusive wires to the News American at NBC. For news, Maryland relies on Radio 1090.
WBAL, Baltimore.
Two-yard gain for Jimmy Brown on the last play. Makes it 2nd and 8 for the Browns at the 49. Ryan is back this time to pass. Completes it to Brewer, who makes the catch at the 37 and is spilled immediately by Jerry Logan. Billy Ray Smith, who had just come into the football game defensively for the Colts, had a big rush on Ryan, knocked Ryan down. But just after the ball left his hand, the pass completed to the tight end, Johnny Brewer. And the Browns have a 1st down on the Baltimore 37. Again, it's Warfield out to the left side. And Green now is a slot back to the right. Pitch out to Jimmy Brown. Brown follows good interference across the 35 to the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 14. Before he's finally stopped on the far side of the field by Fred Miller, who chased him down from behind. Dick Shaffrath leading the interference for Jimmy Brown around the left side of the Colts line. And Jimmy Brown moves it inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Guy Reese checking in defensively for Baltimore. Let's see who he replaces. Reese comes in and Billy Ray Smith goes out. And there's the gun ending the third quarter. That's the end of the third quarter. And the score is Cleveland 17, Baltimore nothing.
He's injured but plays in spite of injuries. This big crowd picking up the chant, go, go, go. Baltimore's adherents, of course, greatly outnumbered. 8,000 Baltimore fans, partisans here in one hand in Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
First and 10 at the 14. Ryan back to pass, throws. It is complete to Warfield, and Warfield is stopped at the one-yard line by Lenny Lyles. The first pass that I recall being thrown to Warfield, and it is completed to the one-yard line. Billy Ray Smith and John Deal come into the football game, replacing Shinnick and Stonebreaker. Check that. It's John Deal and Lou Michaels come in. As the Colts go to the goal line defense, the ball about a yard and a half out from the goal line. Cleveland Browns leading 17-0. Bidding now to widen that margin as Frank Ryan brings him out of the huddle. Morrow the center over the football. Ryan has Brown and Green in the backfield behind him. Ryan gives to Brown. He dives for the end zone and is stopped right at the goal line, I believe. He just made a big lunging dive right in the middle and was stopped right at the goal line. They unpile the players one by one and spot the ball on the one-foot line. Marchetti, Reese, Miller, Bracy, all of them in on that tackle. They just closed up the middle against Brown. So it's second down and goal to go from the one-foot line. Once again, they come out of the huddle. Warfield left, Collins right. Ryan calling his play. Waiting for the snap, he gives to Brown, and Brown is stopped again and pushed back to the one-yard line. Pellington hit Brown and stopped him at the one-yard line, so a loss of about a foot on the play. And it'll be third and goal from the one-yard line. Pellington along with Guy Reese closing up the middle. And now again they come up to the line of scrimmage. Twice he's given it to Brown and twice they've stopped him. Ryan takes the long count. And Ryan is knocked down himself by Bracy and Michaels. Michaels was the first to hit him back around the five as he wanted to hand off. Could not hand off, and they spot the ball at the three. They say his forward motion carried to the three. Lou Michaels throwing Ryan for the loss, and now the field goal team is coming in for Cleveland. A great goal line stand by the Colts, and Lou Groza brings the field goal team out of the field for Cleveland. They had first and goal from the 1.5-yard line. Twice Jimmy Brown tried and didn't make it. And then Michaels threw Ryan for the loss. Franklin holding for Groza at the 10-yard line. He has an angle from the near hash marks. The boot is up in the air, though. The kick is good. Field goal is good. There's a timeout on the field, and the score is now Cleveland 20, Baltimore nothing. Matty and Joe Don Looney deep for Baltimore as Groza kicks off from the 40. Kicking into the wind, a high spinning kick. It's going to be taken up front by Matty. Matty gets it at the 18 to the 25 to the 29-yard line and is powered down at the 29-yard line. In there to make a hard driving tackle was Mike Lucci, three-year veteran from Tennessee. So the Colts have the ball, first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. We have 11 minutes and 40 seconds left to be played in this football game with the Browns out in front 20-0. Jimmy Orr flanks out to the right side. Raymond Berry splits left. Lenny Moore lines up as a slot back to the right side. And the setback is Jerry Hill. Unitas back in the pocket and cannot throw and is knocked down at the 25-yard line. Looking for his receivers, he could not find them. And Jim Kanicki spun him down with Bill Glass also in on the tackle for Cleveland. They spot the ball at the 26-yard line, a loss of three on the play. It'll be second down and 13 yards to go for the Colts at their own 26-yard line. Once again, up to the line of scrimmage. Orr flanked right, Berry split left. Moore and Hill, the setbacks, behind Unitas. Mackey, the tight end. Unitas back to pass, rushes on, he throws, and it is complete to Jimmy Orr at the 41, and he's hit immediately. He catches the ball by Bernie Parrish. It's enough, though, for the first down, certainly, and it's first and 10 for the Colts at their own 41, 42-yard line, make it. As the yard markers are completely obliterated now in the middle of this football field. A very soft field and very becoming a bit muddy in spots. Unitas again drops straight back to pass. Pumps, throws long. He's looking for Orr on the far sidelines. A beautiful catch by Orr. He's out of bounds. They say he was out of bounds. A diving, lunging catch by Orr down at the 15-yard line. But the officials say no. He came down with the ball out of bounds. Benz defending back on the play. Orr had just that half a step on him. But in lunging for that pass, he came down out of bounds. So now it is second and 10 for the Colts at the 42-yard line. Orr slowly walking back to the huddle. He was way, way downfield. 10 minutes and 18 seconds left to be played in this World Championship football game at Cleveland. Orr to the right, Barry to the left. Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill set behind Unitas. John has got a pass. Backs up, looks, and is hit and knocked down by Big Bill Glass. Unitas is spilled at the 38-yard line by Glass. And Wiggin, the other end, also in on the play.
John had his arm cocked, it appeared, and then lost control of the football as he tried to move his arm, looked back to regain control of the football, and was not able to cock that gun again. He was surrounded by Bill Glass and dropped to the turf.
Cleveland Browns leading by a score of 20-0. The clock shows 9 minutes and 55 seconds left in this game. The Colts up at the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 12. Unitas again drops back in the pocket. Wants to throw long, throws long, looking for Orr, and overthrows him out of bounds, incomplete. Orr going down the far sidelines, Parrish defending against him, and the pass overthrown as Orr stopped and tried to cut back away from the defender. Unitas threw it over his head and out of bounds. And again, the Colts are forced to kick. Gilbert comes in to do the punting. Roberts and Kelly deep for Cleveland. Gilbert kicks from the 30 off the side of his foot, heading for the far sidelines. Caught by Roberts at the 22, out of the 25, the 30, the 35, 36-yard line, and he's knocked down by Tom Matty at the 36-yard line. Roberts took the punt, fell down with it, got up, and then brought it out to the 36. So again, the Browns have pretty good field position, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Official picks the football up, wipes the mud off of it, sets it back down in the wet portion of the field, right in the middle. Morrow, the center over the football, Ryan calls his signals. Ryan gives it to Jimmy Brown. Brown goes straight ahead and gets a yard. Marchetti and Miller in on the tackle for the Colts. They unpile off Jimmy Brown, and they spot the ball at the 37-yard line, a gain of a yard. Second and 9 for Cleveland, moving left to right. The Browns are leading the Colts 20-0 with 9 minutes left to play in this football game. Warfield left, Collins right. Setbacks, Green and Jimmy Brown behind Ryan. Tight end is Brewer. Ryan gives this time to Green, the set halfback, and Green gets a couple of yards, bringing it out to the 39. Billy Ray Smith had him around the ankles and is credited with the tackle at the 39-yard line. And now it is 3rd down and 7 for Cleveland. Wind blowing so hard now on the field, it blew the football away from the set position in which it had been placed, retrieved by one of the officials and spotted down again at the 39-yard line. Again, it's Warfield out to the left side. Brewer also splits left. Back to pass is Ryan. Completes it to Brewer right down the middle. Brewer across the 50 and is brought down at the Colt 48-yard line by Tellington. Check that by Jimmy Welch, number 46. First down for the Browns as the slant and pass right down the middle is completed to the tight end, Johnny Brewer. Brewer, four-year man from Ole Miss, 6'4", 235 pounds. First and 10 for the Browns at the Colt 48-yard line. Ryan pitches out to Jimmy Brown. Brown behind blocking, crosses the line of scrimmage, gets to the 45 before he's tripped up. Gains 3 yards on the far side of the field. And as they unpile, credit for the tackle will be given to Bill Pellington. Pellington making the stop at the 45-yard line. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a timeout on the field, and the score is Cleveland 20, Baltimore nothing.
So I leave my office on Friday night. I had a real good week. Everything went right. I'm going to celebrate. Got a heavy date with a nice light national crew.
The ball at the Baltimore Colts 45-yard line. The Cleveland Browns have a 2nd and 6 as they come out of the huddle. Warfield lines up as a tight end, and Green splits out to the left side. Collins split right. Pass is intended for Collins. Incomplete. The flag is thrown at the 35-yard line. Penalty marker. Pass interference against the Baltimore Colts at the 35. Pass intended for Gary Collins. And pass interference is called against the Colts. Jerry Logan. So it's a first down for the Browns at the Baltimore 35. First and 10. Browns leading 20 to nothing. We have 7 minutes and 10 seconds on official time remaining in this football game. Now Warfield flanks out to the left side. Brewer tight end on the left. Split out to the right side is Collins. The give is to Jimmy Brown, and Brown meets a solid wall, is stopped by the wall and knocked down by Stonebreaker, driven back to about the 37-yard line, and we'll see where they spot it. Probably closer to the 35, if not right on the 35, as his forward motion carried there, and he met a solid wall of Colts, tried to spin off, and Stonebreaker pinned him. They spot the ball right down at the 35-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore 35. Cleveland out in front by a score of 20 to nothing. Less than 7 minutes to go, 6.5 minutes left to go in this football game. Warfield left. Green right this time. Pitch out to Jimmy Brown. Brown behind. Good interference. Gets to the 30 to 25 and is out of bounds at the 20-yard line. And that time, Gene Hickerson led the interference for Jimmy Brown. There's a penalty flag, though, on the play. A penalty marker is down back at the 35-yard line, the line of scrimmage. And the penalty is against Cleveland. So the run by Brown is nullified, and a 15-yard penalty assessed against the Cleveland Browns will move the ball back to the Cleveland 49-yard line. Holding penalty against Cleveland cost them 15 yards and a good gain by Jimmy Brown. So now it'll be 2nd down and long, long yardage back to the 49-yard line in Brown's territory. Some 26 yards to go for the first down. Brewer comes slowly to the sidelines as Hutchinson goes in to replace him as a tight end. Brewer's all right. He just knew there was no need to run off the field. And Hutchinson has replaced him as a tight end. Frank Ryan back to pass. Gets protection, throws long downfield looking for Collins, and it is complete at the 10, and Collins scores! He took the ball away from Bobby Boyd, and Collins scores. The crowd mobs Collins out of the end zone, and numerous policemen go in there to rescue Collins. Gary Collins scores again on the pass from Ryan, went into the crowd behind the end zone, and about 20 blue-uniformed Cleveland policemen quickly rushed over there to break him loose from the crowd. And now the Browns are out in front by a score of 26-0. And Luke Roser goes in to attempt the field goal. A spectator runs out of the field and now is being hustled off by one of the officials. And he will be corralled by 2 or 3 Cleveland policemen on hand to restore order. Rosa kicking, Franklin holding at the 10. The snap, the spot, the kick is up, the kick is good. And now the Cleveland Browns go out in front by a score of 27-0. And John Stedman, with 6 minutes and 10 seconds only remaining to be played in this football game, against we would honestly have to say it would take a miracle or maybe a half a dozen of them for the Colts.
kick, a fantastic finish for Baltimore to do anything about this now. The way they're buried under this 27-0 deficit here, with only on the scoreboard clock showing 6 minutes and 10 seconds left to be played. You can't say enough about Gary Collins, the University of Maryland product, who got behind Bob Boyd, and Boyd, who had a piece of him, wasn't able to hold on. Collins came up with a football and a miraculous catch, turned on into the end zone, and was surrounded and mobbed by these exuberant Cleveland fans. Baltimore went into this football game a decided one-touchdown favorite. Had not been able to generate any offense at all this afternoon. Cleveland has taken control of this football game here in the third period, asserted itself with a 17-point explosion, and has added to it with 10 more points here in the fourth and final period. Cleveland on top by 27-0. Lou Groza, the 40-year-old, throws back at the 30-yard line. Groza coming into the ball.
All right, his kick is high and short, and is taken by Jackie Burkett at the 25, and Burkett is brought down at the 30. Jackie Burkett, one of the up men, took the kickoff at the 25 and is brought down at the 30-yard line again by Leroy Kelly. And it seems like this Leroy Kelly, a rookie from Morgan State, has made every tackle on the kick returns this afternoon for Cleveland. Well, the Colts ball, first and 10 at the 30. The clock shows 5 minutes and 55 seconds left to be played in this football game. Jimmy Orr flanks out to the right side. Raymond Berry splits left. The setbacks are Lenny Moore and Jerry Hill. Moore takes a little flip pass at the 25 out to the 30, the 35, 37-yard line before he is stopped. Lenny Moore taking a little swing pass, brings the ball out to the 37-yard line and is brought down there by Vince Costello and Galen Fisk, the middle and right linebacker for Cleveland. It'll be second down and about a short 3 yards to go at the 37. Hill and Moore, the setbacks, Orr right, Berry left. Unitas back to pass, throws, looking for Berry, and the ball is deflected by a lineman, and now taking it out of the air by Beach of Cleveland, and Cleveland has the ball back as Beach gets to the 45 to the 44-yard line before he is brought down. That pass deflected by one of the linemen, I believe, Modulski, and into the hands of Walter Beach, who brings it back to the Colts 43-yard line, and again, the Cleveland Browns have the football. Leading 27-0, in possession of the ball with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to be played. Cleveland breaks the huddle. Warfield goes left. Collins goes right. Brown and Green, the setbacks. Jimmy Brown carries, gets to the 41-yard line as he moves straight ahead. And about 4, Colts there to meet him, led by Fred Miller, Gino Marchetti. And Pellington also there. The ball is spotted down at the 41-yard line. A gain of 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 for Cleveland at the Baltimore 41. And the Browns have controlled this entire second half, doing all their scoring in the second half, leading 27-0. Ryan again brings them out of the huddle. This time he sends Green out to the right side. Jimmy Brown, the only setback, pitch back to Brown, and Marchetti's got Brown back around the 50. Marchetti came charging through quickly. Nobody slowed him down, and he dumped Brown back at the Cleveland 49-yard line. Boy, Brown no sooner got that football than Marchetti was leaping on him like a big bear and powered him down at the 49. Clock shows 3.5 minutes left to be played. Third down for Cleveland, long yardage, third and about 20. The ball to the Cleveland 49-yard line. Ryan brings him out of the huddle, sends Warfield left this time. Brewer is a slightly split left end. Tight right end is Collins. Back to pass is Ryan, being rushed by Billy Ray Smith. Throws the pass to Collins, and Collins is hit by Stonebreaker. And Collins didn't try to run with that football. Billy Ray Smith has Ryan down back about the 32-yard line, and they will call it an incompleted pass. An incompleted pass, and that'll make it fourth down. The pass thrown to Collins, and Collins, instead of catching it, grabbed it and then threw it down rather than be tackled for more of a loss, and Collins goes back to do the punting on fourth and 20. Collins kicks it from the 40, gets a low kick, and it is taken by Harris at the 22. Harris to the 25, tries to get running room, is being held onto and now smothered under at the 29-yard line. Wendell Harris at the 29-yard line. And Leroy Kelly is again the one who's down there hanging on to him. There's a penalty marker, though, on the play, so hold everything. A penalty flag is thrown. And the penalty is against Baltimore. Defensive holding, giving the Cleveland Browns an automatic first down. So again, the Colts do not get the football. Instead, a holding penalty against Baltimore gives Cleveland a first and 10 at the Baltimore 46. So the Colts offensive unit, which had already come on the field, slowly trudges to the sideline. They pick out the jackets, try to keep as warm as they can through the remaining 3 minutes of this football game. Ryan has Warfield left and Collins right. Brown and Green the setbacks. Cleveland leading 27-0. Ryan pitches out to Green. Green turns the corner and falls down at the 42. He got around the right corner of the goal line and then fell down as he tried to cut back at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go for Cleveland. Clock is running, 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and still clicking off. Cleveland leading 27-0, and the Browns have won the National Football League Championship here on a bleak, windy, and cold afternoon in Cleveland. Warfield to the left side, Collins again to the right. Ernie Green and Jimmy Brown have got all the way of setbacks behind Ryan. Ryan this time gives it to Green, fakes to Brown, and Green finds a hole, gets down to the 35, the 33-yard line, before Jerry Logan comes in from his safety position to bring him down, and it's a first down for Cleveland. First down for the Browns. And the two-minute warning now being given to both benches. The Browns have the ball at the Baltimore 34-yard line is where it's spotted, and the two-minute warning goes to both benches. John Steadman, this has been a surprising afternoon.
Surprising thing to me, Frank, is that the Cleveland Browns have never been a blitzing team. They have not blitzed much today, and Unitas has always been at his best against a team which does not exert too much pressure from a blitz formation. But here this afternoon, the Browns have played fine defense. The Colts have not generated anything in the way of a consistent offense.
Okay, the Browns come up to the line of scrimmage. We'll watch one play and get a station break to you. Frank Ryan calls his signal. Gives to Jimmy Brown, and Brown is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Slides again to make the tackle, Fred Miller, along with Steve Stonebreaker. Let's pause now for station identification. This is the National Beer Football Network.
Beer, music, and news with Tom and Andrew. Weekday mornings on Radio 1090.
WBAL, Baltimore.
The tremendous ovation is for Gary Collins, who comes out of the football game. Tristan McNeil replacing him as a split end. The ball at the Baltimore 35-yard line, second and 10 for the Cleveland Browns. Ryan has him up at the line of scrimmage. Warfield left, flag is thrown, and a delay of the game penalty possibly against the Browns. Let's see. 5-yard penalty, steps off against Cleveland. Delay of game. They did not get the ball snap. So as they huddle again, we'd like to remind you that National Beer will be bringing you the telecast of the runner-up bowl on January 3rd from Miami, Florida. Check your newspapers for stations. And now Warfield comes out of the football game. Warfield comes out to another fine ovation, and Hutchinson goes in at left end. Ryan spins around, gives it to Jimmy Brown, trying to eat up the clock. Brown inside the 40, brought down at about the 38-yard line. Hanging on to him is Steve Stonebreaker, who is credited with the tackle at the Baltimore 38. The clock is running, less than a minute to play in this football game. Third down coming up for the Browns and about 13 yards to go. The ball at the Baltimore 38. Clock is running, 45 seconds left to be played. Ryan checks with Ernie Green, his stud halfback. Also has a word to shout out to Cliff McNeil, Ryan dropping back to pass, throws one down the middle. It is incomplete. Penalty markers go down. Pass interference is being called. The intended receiver was Johnny Brewer. Jerry Logan defending on the play along with Bobby Boyd. And pass interference is called against the Baltimore Colts at the Baltimore 15-16-yard line. First and 10 for the Browns at the Baltimore 16. Pardon me. So Ryan and the Browns, not content with a 27-0 victory, they are going to the air and trying to score again in the closing seconds. First and 10, Cleveland at the 16.
Here come the fans working on the goalpost, the opposite end of the field. Just a question of how long they're going to stay upright. Here comes the Browns. They're attacking the other goalpost now, Frank.
Right they are. The police are doing their best, but it's not enough. Time is called now by the officials. The goalposts to the west end of the field are down. The fans are all over the football field. Now they're mingling in amongst the players, and here go the other stands. One man made a leaping dive for it, and he is dragged away and thrown to the ground by three blue-uniformed Cleveland policemen. They're trying to clear the field so this game can be completed. The Browns fans are going insane all over the football field. He can't get them off. Now Cleveland comes up to the line of scrimmage. They'll try to run another play. And now they call the game. That is it. The fans charge the field by the thousands. The players dashing for the safety of the dressing rooms, being mobbed by the fans. The Cleveland players, the Colt players, unmolested, trot toward their dressing room. And that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, from Cleveland Municipal Stadium, that's the end of the game. And the Cleveland Browns win it 27-0.
What do you live in that?
Well, the mob scene continues on the football field here at Cleveland. You got to feel just a little bit sorry for Frank Ryan. The winning quarterback in this game has been completely mobbed by well-wishers. And now some 30 or 40 Cleveland policemen have gone to his rescue trying to break the mob up as Ryan is carried on the shoulders of screaming well-wishers off the field. Well, John Stebbins, it was a great day for the Cleveland Browns and a very bleak day for our Baltimore Colts. And now the crowd on the field begins to disperse somewhat. And with his comments on this afternoon's game, here's John.
Well, Frank, it's all season long, Coach Don Shula has been saying the reason that the Colts were winning, and they were winning with such frequency, was the fact they held vital errors to a minimum. But today, vital errors were prevalent, and vital errors again told the difference. Punts of 30 yards and 27 yards by Tom Gilbert gave Cleveland chances to score on field goals, and then another score, a touchdown, occurred after a punt by Gilbert went 27 yards. That was there in the third period, ignited the fuse for a 10-0 Cleveland lead, which ultimately went to 17-0. And then Lenny Moore fumbled early in the fourth period. That set up another Brown advance as Lou Groza countered from the 10-yard line to give Cleveland a 20-0 lead. Then the Browns picked up another one. There's certainly no excuses for Baltimore. The Browns were much the better football team today.
Okay, John, and once again, we'll say the final score of today's NFL championship game is the Colts nothing and the Cleveland Browns 27. We hope you've enjoyed today's championship game. This
today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.